Our ranked FCS opponent in school history beat Western Carolina 24-16. What pleased you most about that victory?
Yeah, I mean, winning college football games is really hard to do, period. I think this is probably one of the college athletics, probably the only one, only profession in America that half the people fail every single week at their job. And so anytime you're not part of that half, that's an exciting piece of it. Hard to win on the road, and hard to win on good football teams. And so really excited about that. Really excited to see our guys get their opportunity to see that the work that we've been pushing forward, to see some results in that piece.
Talking about how hard it is, you're on the road playing a nationally ranked opponent, and I'm not sure the game could have started much tougher than it did. A couple of interceptions, the mistake on special teams. How were you guys able to leave that behind, bounce back, and just respond the way you did?
Yeah, that's one of the things about this group that's really impressed me from day one with this group is they do a great job of responding. Now, the goal is that we don't have to respond to get punched in the mouth to play. We've kind of done that 2 weeks in a row. And so that's a point of emphasis that we got to be able to do. But I think it says a lot of the culture of our program when you're down 10 to nothing in a hostile environment and nobody flinches and everybody stays in the fight and everybody just talks about the next rep. Our defensive guys believed in our offensive guys believed in our defensive guys. And I think that's a just tribute to the culture. Sure would be nice to start fast, though, that's for sure.
First question this afternoon from Jordan Palmer. Go ahead, Jordan.
Hey, Coach, congratulations on the win. How do you kind of make sure this past weekend is the stepping stone for greater things in the future and not like the pinnacle of your season?
Yeah, that's a great question. And that's the challenge that we came with to our guys yesterday on a Sunday is good an enemy of great. And we had a good win, but we have 16 penalties in a ball game. You can't have 16 penalties and win a ball game. We had too many mistakes that we can get better at. And I think it was exciting to see our kids come in and be challenged after a win. I think that's always a learning experience. I've been fortunate enough to be a part of some really good programs early in my career where we won a lot of games that Mary Harden Baylor and our coach came in and challenged us every Sunday. And felt like we did that yesterday with them and think our guys are going to respond really well on tomorrow on Tuesday.
We talked about this at the start of the season, but kind of looking back at last year, one of the issues for Campbell was just the kind of inability to finish games out. I mean, how proud are you to have such a strong finish in this game and know it really came down to the end and the guys were ready for the moment?
Yeah, you know, I thought the big piece is how we stayed locked in, and no matter what the situation was, we had some opportunities there in the fourth quarter to really put them away, and we missed on those pieces. Instead of, you know, the heads going down, the disappointment, I thought our kids did a really good job of staying locked in and staying focused on that piece. And I think it just goes back to their belief that they see that they can win, and when you have hope, you can do a lot of things.
And my last question, obviously, you guys kind of had an interesting start to the season with three straight road games. Was there any sort of message to the team during that stretch? Like, hey, guys, if we, whatever it may be, like, was there any sort of kind of like motivational message just to kind of get them through three straight on road?
Well, I think we're a really young football team. And so being able to clump three games together, you know, Jordan, I don't think we're ready for that piece. And so I think it's a week by week. We have a one game season this week. And it's an opening game against Rhode Island and CAA play. And we've got to be able to what's happened in the past. Last week was good, but we've got to be able to move forward in that spot. And so, you know, for our guys, I think it's being locked in on what is the challenge at task at hand and really focusing on us. And it comes back to Tuesday, comes back to Wednesday, comes back to Thursday, come back to Friday. We had a better Tuesday last week than we did the previous Tuesday. And our challenge is, can we have a better Tuesday this week than we've had the last two Tuesdays to be able to prepare for this game?
Question from Steve McDowell. Good afternoon, Steve.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it. Coach, thank you. Coach, if you could, Rhode Island coming up on Saturday, what do you know about them? What are your early thoughts?
Yeah, you know, I mean, the main thing is they're a CAA team, and there's an expectation in the CAA that they're going to do things the right way. You turn on the film. I've gotten to watch a little film on them thus far. Unfortunately, Monday is my CEO day, not much football coach day. Once mm-hmm. I get done with you guys, I get to be a football coach again. But, you know, they do a great job. You know, Coach Fleming up there has done an incredible job of building a program that has success year in and out. You know, if you look at their record, it can be deceiving at times. Go look at their home record. They don't lose many football games at home. And so, you know, that's the challenge that we've got is going on the road to open up CAA play to Rhode Island. It's not an easy task. Not many people have had success doing that. I mean, look at the Holy Cross game, a game at home that came down to the 2-minute drill at the end to win it for them. And so we understand going into their place at their at home is a different burden. We got to make sure we're ready for those spots.
Thank you, Coach.
Braxton, your defense, I thought was outstanding Saturday. You forced 5 turnovers, including 4 picks. You don't allow a defensive touchdown against a pretty prolific offensive team. What were you able to do so effectively?
Yeah, I thought Eric Daniels and our defensive staff did a phenomenal job of having our guys ready to play. You know, what I thought they did really well is we really focused on, you know, who are the pieces that we had to be able to take away. Their quarterback, obviously, he's the guy that makes everything go in that spot. I thought Coach Daniels and our defense staff did a great job of giving him different looks so he wasn't able to sit back there and pick us apart. I thought our kids flew around and played fast. You know, that's one of the, you know, it's a yin and a yang, right? Like, you got to be able to give people different looks on defense, but you can't slow yourself down to give them different looks. And I thought they did a great job of having a good plan for that team. Then I thought we tackled well in space. We didn't give up explosives. I think we gave up 2 explosive plays against a team that has a ton in the repertoire. And I think that's another key to success defensively.
Question for you from Kay Rogerson. Go ahead, Kay.
Hey, Coach, speaking of defense, Jalen Brooks had a really fantastic game with 12 tackles, the interception, the pass breakup, named Defensive Player of the Week for the CAA. Just what can you say about his presence on defense and what he means to this team? Because he is, not the same time, a local North Carolina kid.
Yeah, I mean, Jalen, I'm excited to see his success. You know, he transferred in here in January. I remember when I was back in Houston, I was on the phone trying to get Jalen to transfer us as soon as I got the job here. You know, his dad is going in. He's an All-American here, wrestler here. And so for him, it's an opportunity for him to come back home. It's neat to see him have the success. It's not surprising if you're around him to see the work that he's put in. He came from right down the street at Cardinal Gibbons. They've had a great program year in, year out. And so that's the thing, is we got to recruit guys that are winners, because winners carry themselves differently. And I think Jalen's a prime example of that piece. He's also a prolific wrestler. For those that don't know, he actually worked out with our wrestling team in the springtime to give our heavyweight wrestler, who is an All-American here at Campbell, to give him some looks and some practice stuff. And so it's just good to see an all-around good athlete and a good person have the success that Jalen has.
Jalen is one of many transfers that came in and joined the program down right at Campbell. How have you just kind of watched all these transfers come in and assert themselves in this culture that's already built, but then to see this win and all that hard work and all that sacrifice that they all kind of did, taking this gamble to be a part of your program, pay off?
Well, I think, you know, I talk to our kids before every game and kind of go around and love them up before the game. And so many of them, before the game, their first thing they say is say, thank you for the opportunity. Right. And I think that speaks volumes about our kids and our program, because I feel the same way. I'm thankful for the opportunity. You know, like Mark Biggins, he gives me a hug after the game. He goes, thanks for the opportunity. And the first thing I said back to him is, thank you for trusting us. And so it goes both ways. I think the most impressive thing is those guys we brought in, they want to be at Campbell. They see the value of Campbell, not just as a football, but as a university as a whole. And when you can connect value to a place, that makes all the work so much different for those guys.
Follow up from Steve. Go ahead, Steve.
Thanks again, Rob. Coach, we talked about the defense, and you had a good day there with 4 picks. But on the offensive side, Sincere Brown, did some good work for you. Talk about your offense in this game and where it stands right now after a couple of weeks.
Yeah, Sincere Brown's had a great 2 weeks. And he's back-to-back 100 yards receiving. You know, he got the hidden yardage or the pass interference calls and holdings calls that we had this week on him that got us down to the 2-yard line. It allowed us to score in that spot. And so, you know, when you have a threat like him coupled with B.J. Wilkins, you know, his speed, he stretches it laterally and vertically. I think those guys are really dynamic. We also had if I'm looking at the sheet, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 guys catch a football on Saturday. And so I think that was one of the big pieces we were looking forward to offensively, was how do we come back and be able to spread the ball around, because we think we got some really good playmakers in space. I thought Matt Kubik, our offensive coordinator, did a great job of getting those guys in space. You know, that was a Western Carolina defense that was an incredibly fast, athletic defense. And so to see our guys match up speed versus speed, that was fun to watch.
Thanks, Coach.
Yes, sir.
All right, Braxton, thanks so much for the time this afternoon. Safe travels to Rhode Island, and look forward to talking again next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you.